Welcome back to the Rocking the Dad Pod podcast. I'm Justin Soderberg.
I'm Paul Eaton.
Yeah, we're here again. We're back for another episode, Paul. Right? I mean, I think we are.
Episode two.
Episode two. Well,
eight
episode
or nine
legacy number seven, I think.
Okay.
And then episode two. So if we're comic book fans, we're comic book people, as you can tell with where Paul is there and where I am here, that we do this legacy thing. So Marvel does this thing where their comics have like, they restart, you know, issue one here and there and so on and so forth, but there's a legacy number. And so this is legacy number seven, I believe. And this is episode two with us two as the hosts
Rocking
of the
Dad
podcast.
Pod.
But yeah, it's been happy Father's Day to you.
Happy belated Father's Day.
Yeah, it was yesterday. We were recording this on a Monday, and that was on Sunday was Father's Day, which honestly came out of nowhere to me. I don't know why. I feel like it was like we just had Mother's Day, which was in May, and I'm like, that's not possible. And my wife was like, yeah, it's Father's Day this weekend. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah, that time did fly by. Yeah, it was.
And I guess
busy.
It's only my third, technically, right? My son's three, so it really is only my third Father's Day too. So there's that too, where it's like I'm still not maybe used to it. You know, when Christmas comes around, it's big to do anyway. But then also like the fact that I've had now I'm 38. I've had 38 Christmases and only three.
Yeah,
Father's
you're pretty
days,
used to that. That's true. Yeah. See, I'm on my 12th Father's Day. So
there's that you know, you're used to it and so on and so forth. But we thought we'd come on here and do an episode of the Rocking the Dad Pod to talk about Father's Day and fathers in general again. We are fathers, but one of the things Paul, I was thinking about over the weekend, so on and so forth, when Father's Day came around and when Mother's Day comes around, it's like, well, what is the actual, like, what to do? What do you do on Father's Day? You know, like, I know when your kids are older, obviously you have kids that are a little bit older that really can think.
Yeah.
But like, no, quick anecdote and funny story is that yesterday, towards the end of the day, it's like maybe 5:30, 6 o'clock last night after dinner, or I was cooking dinner, and he comes up to me and he's like, hey, Dad. Is it Nova's day too? I say, well, yes, it is. Because technically, and I said this to him earlier, I was like,
it wouldn't exist without him, right?
Yes. So yes, I have a daughter. Riley's, you know, 3 months. She turned 3 months yesterday also.
Riley
does Saturday.
Know Father's Day.
Yeah. No, but like she made me a father for the second time. But the one thing that Nova will always have, he's always will be the kid that made me the dad for the first time. So like I became a dad when Nova was born. So I'm like, yeah, it's your day. And he got all sad because I think Taylor said it was my day, and he's like believing mom over dad, and he's all sad. He's like, it's not Nova's day, and he's all like, I'm sad. I'm like, oh my god, don't do that to me. It's your day. You could have a day too, but he can't
every day,
do anything
different. I
gotta
tell you, kids, for all the kids out there, every day is your day.
Yes,
day
exactly.
Is every freaking day of the week. It's every day of the year. Constantly kids' day.
But the idea that he doesn't know, you know, so on and so forth. So like,
he doesn't get it.
He can't do anything for your dad or your mom on Mother's Day and so on and so forth when you're that young. So it's a little bit different, I think, when you have your kids at your age compared to what, you know. So I've always thought back as like on a birthday, it's like, what do you want for your birthday? And you get presents or whatever. What do you want to eat for dinner and so on and so forth? So like, is that what Father's Day is supposed to? Again, there's no real definition to
there's
it.
No,
like,
there's no answer to this.
Is it like, what do you want to do today? Do you want to just sit by the pool and drink beer all day? And that's what father gets to do? Or is it because I'm a dad, I should be spending a lot of time with my kids and doing kids related things? You know what I mean? Like, so I'm trying to think of like, as my age or my kid's age, I think the second one is what I think. Be with my kids, do things with my kids, all that stuff.
Yeah.
As you get older and your kids can be like, I'll mow the lawn for you. I think then it turns into let dad have a day that he doesn't have to do dad things. He doesn't have to be, you know, he can just sit back and relax and not have to do anything that, like, you know, maybe your wife or the mom does some things that to help take some pressure off of you, and maybe it's bath day.
I think we try to do that, like in our house, of like on Mother's Day. I really try to take on the extra responsibilities and let Liz have a chance. And Liz does the same thing for me on Father's Day. You know, what is it? She asked me like last night, "What do you want for dinner?" And we kind of joined a Mother's Day Father's Day gift this year of getting a new grill, this really nice new grill.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, let's use my Father's Day gift. You know, we'll grill tonight. I'll have burgers. But she made the patties up for me. So I wasn't prepping patties. I didn't, like, she prepped all the asparagus. Everything was all done. So I could cook, but I didn't do all the rest of it.
Yeah.
You know, and then meanwhile, in that time, I played a Mario Kart tournament with the Gremlins. We had a nice little Mario Kart battle. That was something that was, I don't know, it was fun. We wanted to do.
Yeah.
So here's a question for you, I guess. On this, like, what Father's Day is. What was Father's Day with you growing up? Like, what is it your dad does? Or do you have a
dude,
tradition?
I have such a horrible memory of everything. Like, it's so funny when someone's like, oh, when I was a kid, I did this. And it's so funny because I'm like, I had such a great child. And maybe because I had a good childhood, it wasn't a, my parents weren't super wealthy. And so I didn't do a ton of unbelievably crazy good things that you'd remember. But I also, my parents had money. And so I didn't have like this really, really extremely poor thinking. Like, I feel like a lot of really poor people remember their childhood really well because a lot of shitty things happened to them. And then like the rich people do too, because they're like, well, I can't, you know, vacation every summer in Italy and so on and so forth. And like my parents had enough money that we did go on vacations and do things. But it's so funny how like sometimes I'm like, wait, what did I do? And I think it is, I think when you're younger, Nova can't do anything for me. And so like anything that he does for me, it's really like Taylor like pushing him to do it. So like there's a like, card. He picked out the card. He picked a Star Wars, a Darth Vader fatherhood card out for me. Yeah. And then he obviously scribbled in it because he can't write yet. So he just like got the pen and scribbled in it. And then Taylor wrote something nice in it. And so it's more along the lines of like, it's not yet my kids. It's more my parents doing something for me. Like my mom wishing me happy Mother's Day, or friends like yourself, happy Mother's Day, happy Father's Day. You texting me, or other dads texting me saying happy Father's Day, and just remembering that stuff. So I think as a young kid, I don't remember like anything like that, but I think it's more like making a ashtray for my dad who didn't smoke. do you know what I mean? Like those kind of things, like giving your dad those things and so on and so. It's just a weird holiday in general. First of all, Mother's Day is way more important than Father's Day. I'll tell you that right now. So everybody who listens to this episode, moms are way more important.
I think everybody understands that.
But yeah, I think it's more, I think it's no right or wrong answer to that. I think that it should be a mixture. I think that's like a, I don't think that it's probably the right idea for you, Paul, to be like, on Father's Day every year, I want to go into the middle of the woods and do nothing without anybody around me. Maybe that's for your birthday. Maybe your birthday could be like that, because that's like, it's about you. Whereas, because your birthday is about you, whereas Father's Day is about being a father. And so there should be a mixture, I think. I think, in my opinion, it's a little bit of a, you know, get a card, but what do you want for dinner?
That's what we had. Kind of So it's hard. Like my dad and I have a interesting relationship. We'll go with that. So I don't know what he would want for Father's Day. My dad doesn't go out necessarily. He doesn't do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And now his health isn't great. So I feel like if in his perfect world, like him and I'd probably go fishing if he was in good health to go do that. So I show him a text, say happy Father's Day. How's your day today? Type thing. You know, let him know I'm thinking about him. But I don't know what my dad would like necessarily wants for Father's Day at all. Not even just like, not gift wise, but in general.
Yeah.
But my father-in-law is a lot more like traditional and is included. Like, he asked me like after Charlie was born, you know, like, well, what do you want to do for Father's Day? And let's make something here that we do. So every Father's Day we go to breakfast together, the same place. We go down and we go on and we sit. We're done. We've had our parts, and the rest of the family gets our breakfast for us, orders it, goes up and gets it, the whole deal. And we just sit and we chill, and it's pretty nice. My father and I just sit there and chat, and then when breakfast is done, it's done. We're done. The day's done. We can go about our. We got to get together for dinner, and we have to do this. We have to do that. So that works out really well in our family.
It seems like what I've heard and what I've talked to other people about this, and even talking to you right now about it, it's like it depends on the stage in life you were at. Like, I feel like when I get older and Nova's my age, and what my dad or my mom are doing for me now is my father is now appreciating me as a father myself. Yeah. And so it's like now my dad can now wish happy Father's Day to his son, who's now a father. And so like the connection is different between now me being a father and my dad being a father, and then it is between when my dad was just the father of a son. And so it's like a weird, like, things to change. Now your stepfather or your father-in-law and yourself can be fathers together. And you know, now you're asking him for advice on parenting, and he's asking, you know, he's telling you some things, and there's that like being fathers together kind of thing. Where it's just different than when you were a kid and so on. But I think that it's, like I said, I feel like it's like one of those weird holidays, because it's like a lot of people can not confuse it, but like it's like the same as a birthday. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
you know, Taylor's really birthday is in September. It's like, it's a weird thing. Like, okay, things I would do for my kids would do the same thing for Mother's Day for Taylor than they would for her on her birthday. And yep. So it's like, well, what do? Is it more, you know, and maybe that's some of it's like creating your own, not say policies, but your own traditions.
Yeah, have your own traditions for Father's Day.
And so your tradition is the breakfast thing.
That's our simple tradition we've got right now is going out to that breakfast. And then I feel like Liz tries to make it like a family day, but a day I get to choose what we're doing.
Yes. Yes.
So I got anybody watching. The girls, I don't know if the girls did or just Liz picked it out, but got me my Galactus shirt. And I got a sweet retro Transformer shirt I wore yesterday. And I decided I wanted to go down to Belfast and go walk this hike that's down there and go to a brewery down there for lunch and just wander around the Belfast area. And that's what we did. It was fun. It was nice. The walk could have been a little better. My middle one definitely has some challenges on when it's not her day.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yep. So,
and that's like, the thing, that's the Nova thing where it was just like, you know, but data and we didn't. So here's the deal. So this weekend was weird because I had a wedding. We had a wedding. Taylor's cousin got married on Saturday.
Yeah.
And so my mom came up Friday from Connecticut and spent the night, and we hung out with her all day on Saturday until the wedding was at 6 o'clock. First of all, Paul, 6 o'clock at night. It was interesting, to say the least. There was no like actual meal. It was appetizers that were like not finger food. But a little bit more than it was a weird thing. We were there for about 3 hours, or whatever. But it was like 2.5 hours away from here, from where we live. And so we had to spend the night, and because it was obviously that late. If it was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon wedding, I would have just come back. But like because it was so late, we would have left the place at like 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, and driven 2.5 hours back. Would have been horrible.
That would have been miserable.
And so my mom came up from Connecticut. She slept over Friday night, and then Saturday she watched the kids. So it was the first weekend, which was kind of funny. I woke up Sunday morning without either kid on Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day!
It was the first Father's Day with Riley, my youngest. Yeah. And it was the first night we had been away from her. So she's 3 months old and we haven't been away from her for one night. That was the first night. And so because it was such a weird weekend and busy weekend because of that, we didn't do much for Father's Day.
Father's
like, there
Day
wasn't like
sort of
it was back, just like we woke up and then like because we hadn't done anything much because my mom wasn't, we like cleaned the house and we went to Target for some stuff we needed to get, and I made dinner and so on and so forth. So it wasn't crazy the thing, but like so there wasn't like when Nova was like, is it my day too? It's like it's not like we were paying attention only to me all day. It was like at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a Sunday. It was 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a Sunday. There was no like we're having
4
a party.
On
Dad
Sunday
has balloons.
The time that
and
we
like,
mobile on, and that guess what? It's time to mobile on.
That it,
was,
it was that.
Like, I should have mowed the lawn yesterday,
Nobody...
and I didn't. I was like, I hate mowing the lawn. It is not something I enjoy doing, and then I just didn't do it.
My mom texted me. She goes, I said, hey, Mom, it was a crazy weekend. I saw you. I wanted to FaceTime with my dad with my kids because Nova likes to talk to him on the FaceTime and so on and so forth. And I said, texted my mom. I was like, Mom, can you tell Dad that it's just crazy day to day, it's busy, that I want to do it, but Nova's getting wound down for bed, and when he Zooms or FaceTimes, he gets wound up, and I don't want him wound up. I want him to go to bed. So can we just do it tomorrow night? And my mom's like, yeah, it's fine. He's out mowing. I offered to do it, and he shook his head no. And I was like, that's kind of how I was with the dishes last night. Taylor's like, I'll do the dishes. I'm like, no, I want to do the dishes. Just go. You take care of the kids. I will do the dishes right now. Let me do my thing, and so on. And so I think it's like different every year. I think there's things, but like you always should. So the tradition I did for my dad once my kids were born is my dad likes to wear colorful socks. So like my dad is a pastor, so he every Sunday has to dress up, right? But the one thing that he likes to wear that's like unique in him is his socks. And so he wears these colorful socks. And so for years, I've been getting him socks and so on and so forth. But when Nova was born, we started getting the ones with his faces on it. So like every year for Father's Day now, I give him a pair of socks that has Nova's face on it. And then when Riley was born, we now give him a pair that has both their faces on it. So we're going to continue doing that as the tradition on Father's Day. Every year my dad gets these socks that have the kids' faces on it that are yearly.
That's
so hopefully
cute.
Like, and maybe we'll wear out of them, but like he'll have these socks that are like, you know, this is when Nova was 1 and 2 and 3 and so on. And so forth. And so that's the tradition we've decided to do for my dad. you know, since my kids were born.
That's cute.
And so hopefully there'll be something that comes into a play with me in that sense. But yeah, I think as minimal as picking what you want for dinner. And if there's a thing that needs to get done, being okay as a family not doing it until the next day or the next weekend.
Right.
Like,
right.
Do we need to wash
the house? I will be mowing the lawn tomorrow because I
you know,
would have done it today when we're recording a podcast. So I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to put it off till Tuesday. I'll get it done then. And
those kind of things, pushing it off, that doing that kind of thing, to don't do anything that, you know, is putting pressure, extra pressure on, you know. I would say it's possible, there's a good chance that Liz shouldn't plan to do like a girl's day on Sunday of Father's Day. Like, that's like, she could do it on Saturday of Father's Day weekend. But like, I would probably say that that's one of those things that is a no-no. And same thing that there's no way that you'd be like, you and I are going to go fishing on Mother's Day.
That was kind of the gift that I also got Saturday, was she did a girl's day where she took the girls to get do stuff. And so they went to a movie, and I told them, I'm like, I would go to the movie. I'm not opposed to it.
Yeah.
I just don't really feel like going to a movie, because we had a big comic show last weekend where we did Galacticon.
Yes.
I'm exhausted. Like, this last week at the shop was insanely busy. Yeah. And Liz was like, why don't you just chill? Like, happy Father's Day, a day early, and the fact that you can just chill. And I stayed home and I read a book, and I watched a TV show I've been wanting to watch that, like, I can't watch with the girls, and Liz has no interest in watching. And it was nice. It was just, I had that chance to just relax. I got, you know, I had some lunch and chilled out myself.
I guess it's a reminder on Father's Day of being a dad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's not about you. It's not about the kids. It's not about anything. It's just a reminder and to say thanks to the person that raised you too. And that's the other part of it.
Yeah.
Like, I do believe that, like, I wish my friend Michael a happy Father's Day, and you a happy Father's Day too. Cause like, I learn things from you. Hopefully you learn things from me. I learn things from my, and there's this like, fatherhood as a whole.
Yeah,
is a
I
thing
got
that
up. So
Father's
my
Day.
Uncle, my uncle's one of you who took care of me after school, did stuff with me during the summer when my parents worked, got me into comic books, took me to movies, all this stuff. And when I woke up yesterday morning, he'd already sent me a happy Father's Day message, and I sent one back to him. He doesn't have any children or anything. I am the closest thing to having a child.
Yeah.
But him and I are probably as close to father and son, you know what I mean? My dad and I, he's my dad, and he certainly, I look back and see things that he tried to teach me and raise me on. But my uncle and I were much closer as far as him being there every day and doing dumb, stupid crap with me that I wanted to do. Like, whatever dumbass thing I came up with, he's like, all right, let's go do it. You know, my dad was always, my dad's very, he's military. He's very, like, stern, and these are the rules, and this is life. And like, what men do for fun is fish, or, you know, this kind of stuff, or shoot, or whatever. And my uncle was like, oh, you want to invent a baseball game that we play in a very small yard? And if you hit a UPS truck, it's a home run. Sure, let's go.
And that's why I do think that it has to do with the Father's Day as a whole, has to do with being a father. So it's not just about you as a person and thanking dad for, I think part of it is like, I think I want to do stuff that I want to do, or I want to take it easy, quote unquote. Like right now we have a 3 month old, so we have changed diapers and things like that. Like Taylor changed the diapers for that.
Taylor changed diapers.
So, but I want to be around my kids. And so like maybe there's moments of like quick 15 minute breaks. It's like, okay, I want to take a breather. I want to watch a TV show, an episode of a TV show by myself, but like the kids are in the other room or whatever it may be. Like having that, but I don't think a Father's Day would ever want to be for me to be like, okay, Father's Day for you is Justin, you and Paul go do your thing on Father's Day. I think that would be where I want to be near my kids, but I also want to be like, okay, maybe on Mother's Day, I take the burden, the majority of the load of being a parent.
Don't
Father's
bother
Day,
mom. You can yell to me that you need,
you know,
something in the kitchen or whatever.
If it's bath night, then that, you know, on Mother's Day, that dad does the baths for them. If it's Father's Day, then mom does the bath for them. And that kind of thing where it's like, take some of the burden off of being a parent, but not be absent from your kids.
Because funny, our talk about the different stages of life now, because now my kids bathe themselves. Like, there's only like, so there's an argument about Charlotte likes to shower and she has her routine and she's like, I need a shower tonight. And heaven forbid if anybody wants the bathroom in that like 2 hour span that she's in there. And trying to make sure that Katie does bathe because she's the little one. Normally, Emma takes to take care of herself now, and Emma's still Emma and Katie are still close enough together that Emma will be like, "Katie, you want to go take a bath with me?" And Katie's like, "Yeah," and she goes off, and that way we know the kid gets hosed down.
Yeah,
but you know, she we gotta keep an eye on her and the fact of like, "Hey, kid, you smell funny. Go take a shower."
Well, that's the funny thing is like you
overall,
hold your
they,
kid.
They do it all on themselves, and it's just me yelling at them to like clean up after themselves, which never happens, folks.
No.
Never happens. I go in there, our bathroom is destroyed.
You mentioned cleaning up after yourself, Paul. We went to Target yesterday. So first of all, so my mom stayed the weekend, like I mentioned, and Nova did great. Like he went to bed on time. He wasn't a nuisance. So like, and he mentioned about getting this Paw Patrol steering wheel. It's me, my Melissa and Doug. It's like too expensive. And but I looked at Taylor. I was like, you know what? He did an amazing job. And so make sure we correlate the two. So make sure we're very emphatic of the fact that you did a great job and this is why you're getting this. And this
really
is not just
job,
a, we're getting a present.
Really
and so
toy.
We went to get it and they were out. They were sold out. So it was two online. The shelf was empty. Whatever.
Come
saved
on.
us, saved us $40. And so we got other stuff, whatever. And you know, so on and so forth and got him stuff. So
got
he did
the same
get a present.
Idea crossed.
He got a present on Father's Day. It's actually kind of funny. I don't even know where I was going with that, but my point, I guess the other thing about the bathing is that, it's funny. My son is potty trained, but he can't go to the bathroom by himself. So basically like he's three and we have a little step stool thing where he walks up on him and sits down, but he can't figure out how to step up and turn around and pull his pants down, do all that stuff. He can't
all of the
stuff to get it together.
All the mechanics.
He doesn't wear a diaper to bed or anything like that. He does get up and go to the bathroom, but we need to help him. And so that's the funny thing is like, even though I'm holding my son and playing with him and doing all this stuff, is that's when I find out, and I'm like, okay, this kid needs a bath. Because you go to pull his pants down and you're like, oh, dude.
Sticky, he stinks or something.
But there's like you still don't wear a diaper, but like the sweat and the smelliness of a butt and crotchal region of this young kid is just not great. And so you're like, okay, you need a bath tonight. But yeah,
things I no longer have to deal with.
Yes, but there's that taking the pressure off.
Bro,
of,
see, I think that'd be the difference
though
of like having a boy versus a girl. You know, I'm like, I'm trying to be subtle. Like, Katie, you need to go take a shower. You know, make sure you put deodorant on.
Yeah.
And if it was a sign, but bro, you reek, man.
You stink, dude. You're like,
yeah,
you
bro,
smell
you stink
awful.
Yeah, go take a shower. What the hell's the matter with you?
And it's funny because there is so many more. There still is, you know, cracks and crevices on a little boy that you wouldn't expect it to be there. Like, you know, there is places that like junk and sweat and stuff that gets stuck in that you don't even think about until you have your own little kid. You're like, oh yeah, that does make sense. And he sweats a lot. He's a sweaty kid in the first place, and so he definitely does stink. And yeah, it's the same thing from a young age. I was like, dude, your feet stink, as a joke. Like, oh, you stinky, and I could do that, but I don't know how much I'll be able to do that past right now. Like, I do say that to Riley now. Obviously, she has no idea what I'm saying. But at some point, you have to be like, okay, I can't say that anymore. Or like, oh, you chunkamonga. Like, you can't, at some point, you have to stop saying that they're fat because that does get to their head at some point. I mean, I think that if we think of Father's Day and Mother's Day, and if we're talking that conversation about those days, it's more of a help and thank and respect and love your parents, your mom, your dad.
Yeah.
At the same time, if we're parents, to be around the kids that made us those things. Like, I wouldn't be a father without Nova. And that's why I was like, oh,
yeah,
it's your day
it
too.
would be sad. It'd be sad if, like, for Father's Day, you and I went to a comic book convention and we're gone all weekend or something. Yeah, that'd be sad. I don't want to not be with my kids.
No, I think
that's like yesterday,
a
even when Emma was being, so that was one of the burdens off. Emma was being insanely difficult. Well, I just wanted to go on this walk.
Yep.
So Liz was like, go ahead, and I'll hang back with her as she has her hissy fit. But Charlie and Katie were like right hand in hand, and we're walking hand in hand down this railroad path and talking about the hike and this and that and foolish things. And, you know, it was nice. You know, I wouldn't want to not have that.
And so I didn't do much, so can I use that as a to my advantage? So next weekend, Nova's or Taylor's friend has their kid's birthday party, which he's turning three, so he's a few months younger than Nova. And so we had Galacticon, and then I had this wedding, and then I have this this party on next Saturday, and I believe we have one weekend potentially that's nothing, but then the following weekend is something, and then July is crazy and so on and so forth. And I'm like,
July's nuts.
Can I just not go to this birthday party? Is this cool? Because I didn't get to do anything special for Father's Day. Can I just like stay home and do nothing for this birthday party?
I think you could start trying to subtly hint that.
Well, part of me goes, I'll just stay home with Riley. At least Riley like sleeps and, you know, is calm. She has, I have to hold her, but I can watch whatever I want to watch on TV.
Yeah, she has.
So like maybe I'll just stay back
24/7 and daddy play with me and
Paw Patrol, Paw Patrol, be there on the double.
So the girls left, and I was making my lunch and I realized I was singing Taylor Swift.
Yeah, see,
and I don't even know Taylor Swift. I don't like Taylor Swift, but it's on so much of the house with Emma. Emma's a Taylor Swift fan. She's a Swiftie. That I was like, what the hell am I singing right now? Is this Taylor Swift? I was like, oh God.
It just gets stuck in your head. It's just ridiculous. It's there. But it is where it is. But yeah, so like I think that I'm glad that there's a day like Father's Day, but I also feel like there's too many freaking holidays. Like I would be okay with the fact that we had a Mother's Day and didn't have a Father's Day. I'd be completely okay with that because again, what the moms have to go through is so much more than what we have to go through. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah.
First of all, they had to push these things out of them.
Yeah,
we didn't have to do that, so there's that aspect of it. But and it's also weird to me in a sense because like at least for Taylor, for Mother's Day and her birthday, the 2 days to celebrate her is her birthday's in September and Mother's Day's in May, and so you have this like every 6 months kind of thing. It's Mom's Day. My birthday is mid-May and Father's Day's here. Your birthday's at the end of this month and Father's Day right here. So it's like they're like right on top of each other.
And Lisa has that. Her birthday's the 1st of May and then Mother's Day is like right after. So hers is like literally like roughly a week apart usually.
Yeah.
Week and a half maybe. Yeah, it'd be nice. But
it's kind of but May could be her month and June is your month. And so and that's the other part about
that's
it.
That's kind of the way we look at it.
Yeah. And so like just do things during the month. It doesn't have to be the same day, but yeah, make sure you call your dad or text your dad if that's your kind of relationship you have with your dad or your father figure if you don't have that. That's the big thing. It's just wishing the people happy Father's Day who deserve it, who you respect, who you love.
Thinking of them. And then, that's like, I hope my dad knows I'm thinking about, I would do something. If I knew what my dad wanted this, I would have done something.
But you may have done what he did. Wish him a happy Father's Day and leave him the hell alone.
Yeah, basically.
You know I mean? Like, it's possible it's what he wants. He just doesn't like the best Father's Day gift you could give him is saying, thank you, I love you, I respect you, but I won't come over.
Yeah. You know, he knows I was thinking of him. He knows I thought of him during this.
Yeah. And I won't ask you for money.
And the dad's always concerned, or asked or interested in how the store's doing. And I was shop's going well, Galacticon was great. Like, you know, this is what's up in my life. And I didn't have three screeching teenage to 8-year-old girls at his house causing chaos. Yeah.
We kept the kids home and we didn't bring them to your house.
Happy Father's Day, Dad. We're staying here, not bothering you. Yeah, you're right.
So it's that we could do that. And so my dad couldn't come up because obviously he preaches every Sunday. But like, and so on Sunday, I didn't make him drive 5.5 hours back to Connecticut.
Happy Father's Day, Dad. Come see me.
You know, he gets to partake in that stuff. But like, yeah, so like, I like the idea of calling or being on the phone with my dad at Father's Day, giving him the socks and things like that, and thanking him. And he knows.
It's cute. Like
and
the true
good son thing to do is all year make sure your dad knows that you love him and respect him. And so like that whole joke I used to make about Valentine's Day, I don't need to do anything for my wife for Valentine's Day. I love her every day of the year. I don't need a holiday to tell me. In the same sense of that thing is as long, I mean, every once in a while you should be texting your dad saying, I love you. Thanks for being my dad. And moving on from that point. And so it doesn't have to be the specific day that you have to like, oh, and that's why I was like, hey mom, just tell him we'll do it tomorrow night. And my dad was like, cool, sounds good. I already texted him earlier in the day. And said,
that moment in your
day.
Parenting life where you're like, Dad, thanks for putting up with my shit because now I'm dealing with it with them. So,
Hey, thank you. When you said, when you're a dad, thanks. I now know when I'm a dad.
I get it now. I hope your kid acts just like you. Well, they do. So, terrific. And that Liz points out, like, Emma is definitely our challenge at times.
Yeah.
And she's like, you two are exactly alike.
The
and I'm
same.
Like, that seems right. Stubborn.
Tracks.
Tracks stubborn. Sure. Quick, like to just snap. Like Emma's like hollering at Caitlin. I'm like, you leave her alone. Yeah.
It's funny how much though, like speaking of holidays and things like that, as we start to wrap us up here, because I got some we got stuff to do. But like thinking about how holidays are like there's so many more holidays when you become so like you get married, you automatically add in like your wedding anniversary, but you probably still celebrate the days you met or the day you started dating, not like
Right.
full on, but you're just like, oh, this is the day we met, and you talk to
It's a
your wife
day,
about it.
yeah.
So there's another date to remember. And then you have kids and you remember their birthdays, and then there's that birthday thing in there. And
Oh, then you get
then when you
the
have kids,
friends'
you now add,
birthdays.
well, you add in, when you have kids, you automatically add in their birthday, but then you add in Mother's Day and Father's Day
Mother's Day,
because now you
Father's
became
Day.
parents,
Yep.
and so on and so forth. And you're just like, oh my gosh, there's just so many dates now to like keep track of and so on and so forth that
Yep.
like, it's just funny in that sense. And there is Grandparents' Day out there, which just laughs, makes me laugh a little bit too. I'm like, that's what Mother's Day and Father's Day is. Just,
Yeah.
you don't need another
Yeah.
date, this thing.
Yeah, like the girls made sure they wish Papa,
Yeah,
their
they're
grandfather, a happy
dads.
Father's
In
Day,
order
and
for
yeah.
me to be a kid, someone had to be a father to me, and someone had to be a father to them. So like there
Yeah.
is like a Grandparents' Day is also Grandpa's
Right.
Day is Father's Day. But
Grandparents' Day is every day too because they get to spoil the little
oh
heathens and then send them home.
yeah,
They
that's
wind them up with sugar and they get all that, like, oh, I love them. They're so cute. Here you go. Good luck.
but that's also like I'm cool. I'm cool with that. My mom spoiled Nova and I'm happy, like
Yeah.
whatever. Awesome. Now I won't give
Get
him
that
donuts for
relationship.
another week or two because my mom gave him a dozen donuts. But like but that's okay
Send
because
up
that's what they're
sugar to
there for.
last him for a
And
while.
then my mom saw Riley when she was born and then now saw her at 3 months old. So there's been 3 months since they've seen each other, Nova
Yeah.
and Riley. And so there's that gap there. So 3 months of being built up of those things, a little bit different when you live in the same area. But my parents live 6 hours from here. So it's like they don't come up that often. We don't go down that often. So when they're here, I literally don't say anything. I'm like, Mom, do what you want. Like,
Do what you want. Yep.
I'll break any bad habits. If they get, I don't want them to get sick. But like,
Right.
if you want to give
Yeah.
them a donut for breakfast, what I would normally give them, yogurt or something like that, that's fine. Go ahead because you're
Whatever.
here for a weekend and so on. So,
Makes you special. Yeah.
yes. And so that's the thing is, and again, it's thanking your parents and telling your dad how much you've learned from them and things like that. Maybe you didn't. Maybe tell your dad to screw off. I don't know. I
That
think
might
it's
be for a
good.
different
I
podcast.
think it's good because you are
Maybe
who
that's
you
not rocking the
are.
dad pod. Man, that's a whole different relationship. I guess we're fortunate for that, right? We don't have that relationship. We're
And
not
that's
like,
the
oh,
thing
it's
is,
Father's Day and
but that
here's
we wouldn't
all
have this
the miserable
podcast if it
things.
wasn't for that.
Yeah.
That's the reason so we are thankful that we have dads. We are thankful
Yeah.
for being dads, or we wouldn't do this. And
Right.
that's why we're here. So, just wishing those people happy Father's Day on Father's Day is a pretty cool thing. I got that. It felt really good getting that message from Paul yesterday morning and getting the message from other people. And it's like, oh, I'm a dad. Oh yeah, I am a dad. No, I'm
Yeah.
and it's cool. It's just weird. It makes you feel older too, Paul. I'll tell you that right now. I
Yeah,
mean,
I
just the
agree with
fact that
that.
someone calls you a fa happy Father's Day, I'm like, geez, I'm crow. I'm not old. Don't wish me happy. Wait, I am a dad.
Yep. We're all in this
So,
together, folks. We're all in this together. My friend Steve wished me a happy Father's Day yesterday. And Steve's 10 years older than me, but we're in the same stage of life because his son
Is
is the
younger.
same age as Charlie. They go to school together. So,
I saw
Steve's
Steve.
like, Happy Father's Day, bud, and
I saw
hope you're having a
Steve
good
at
day.
on Saturday morning at Hannaford in
Oh, you
Brewery.
did?
And
Did you see
yeah,
my
and that's
other son, my oldest boy? Did you see my oldest boy when you were at Hanford?
no, it was Steve and his wife were
Ah,
there and stuff.
yeah.
Yeah. But
Oh,
we
we have a new thing from Galactic on. Look at that.
have
Probably junk.
I'm thankful and very happy to be a dad. And so,
Yeah.
and that's the big thing. And I think that was the thing I talked to Paul quickly. I was like, I wish to do an episode about Father's Day and just what it means to be in, so on and so forth. And I'm sure as we do this for more years, the next Father's Day, it's gonna be like, oh, this happened, or you mentioned some things, you'll have memories and things like that. But I'll probably try to remember things, but I don't know. I just it's weird thinking back. I don't think I have any big memories from Father's Day. But
Same. I don't really remember specifically what we would have
It might be
done, but
nice that I don't know if getting
maybe I went
fathers
fishing
on
one Father's
here
Day and that was the Father's Day thing. I just don't remember it.
and not getting our fathers on here, our dads on here, but maybe having some time where you sit down with your dad and have something to sit with my dad and get some stories, some quick
Yeah.
stories that we could tell from
Yeah.
us on here would be kind of cool. But I think my goal and hope for the next episode, Paul, is we get a guest, and it may be someone, maybe it's Lance or something like that, but like we'll get a
Yeah.
guest on here. and we'll talk to them about being dad so that we can
a friend of the podcast and what it's like to be dad.
Yep, absolutely. So yeah, rocking the dad pod. This is a shorter one, but we squeezed it in here on our free time. This month was kind of crazy with Galacticon and other stuff that's going on.
And Father's Day.
Yes, and Father's Day. So it's crazy on that side. But yeah, rocking the dad pod. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. You can find our website, Spotify, Apple, all your major podcasting platforms out there, YouTube. Share with another dad or anybody else who just wants to listen to two, you know, guys, you know, late 30s, early 40s, trying to talk about being a dad.
We're all in this together, guys.
We are. And so, and it,
keep calm and dad on.
Yeah, exactly. You can email us at hello@rockingthedadpod.com too if you have any questions or if you want to say what you did for Father's Day, what Father's Day means to you.
Share your story.
But until the next time, Paul, we'll see this again soon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Happy Father's Day, man.
Happy Father's Day, buddy.